This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Three people are dead, including the gunman in Lexington, Kentucky, after a shooting in an airport, then a church. Joyce Ogiri is with CBS TV affiliate WLKY.
Calls came in for a shooting at Bluegrass Airport. Lexington police say the trooper pulled over a vehicle after receiving a license plate reader alert. The trooper was shot and the suspect then ran from the airport. That trooper was rushed to the hospital and is now in stable condition.
Central Texas is still reeling from flooding that destroyed homes and killed dozens last week. But more rain and more flash flooding over the weekend temporarily stopped rescue efforts. KRLD Radio's Chris Fox.
3 to 9 inches of additional rain Sunday led to flash flood alerts and watches throughout Central Texas. Governor Greg Abbott said the Swift Water Rescue Team, Texas Task Force 1, made dozens of rescues in Lampasas County. That's just over 100 miles northeast of Kerrville, which also saw 3 inches of rain, halting search and recovery efforts till Monday.
A historic Grand Canyon Lodge has been destroyed by wildfire. CBS's Elise Preston with more on the fire just outside Fredonia, Arizona.
The White Sage Fire doubled in size within 24 hours. It has now scorched more than 40,000 acres. The fire has forced highway closures and evacuations, but no structures have burned.
Negotiations between Israel and Hamas have stalled, but President Trump tells reporters he remains hopeful about the prospect of a ceasefire in Gaza.
Gaza, we are talking, and hopefully we're going to get that straightened out over the next week.
There's been no curbside trash pickup in Philadelphia for weeks due to a strike, but that ends Monday, and locals say it couldn't come soon enough.
I'm excited.
I'm glad they are going back.
I didn't think it was going to happen, but it happened.
It's been nearly 2 weeks without curbside trash removal for Philadelphia, and Erica and her mother Valerie say it's really a health hazard.
Come on, the rodents in the city, the raccoons.
District Council 33 sanitation crews haven't collected residential trash since going on strike at midnight June 30th. The strike lasted 8 days before DC 33 leadership agreed to a tentative contract with the city. And residents sympathizing with the workers had some advice for the city.
Pay people what they deserve.
I think it's probably a good idea to be the people's mayor.
Charity Howard for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Social media is blowing up thanks to the Love Island season finale. The show crowned the season's winning couple tonight after a run full of explosive breakups, exits, and controversy. The show on Peacock brings young singles together in a remote villa in Fiji to explore connections with the ultimate goal of finding love. That's love in air quotes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
No surprise, Superman flies high at the box office.
Superman soared to $122 million in U.S. ticket sales.
You'd let me interview you as Superman.
Let's do it, Cronkite.
Making it the third biggest box office opening weekend of this year after Lilo and Stitch and a Minecraft movie. Ticket sales were relatively soft for Superman overseas. In 78 international markets, it grossed $95 million. In China, about $6.5 million. Worldwide, it brings sales to $217 million. Last week's top film, Jurassic World Rebirth, slid to second place with $40 million. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Two unexpected happenings at Wimbledon. During the men's finals, a fan popped a champagne bottle and the cork hit the court. Jannik Sinner, who was about to serve, picked up the cork and handed it to the ball girl, causing the ump to reprimand the spectators. Then the women's singles, when Iga Świątek won, her favorite friend, Courtney Cox, stormed the court for a hug. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 66. On your Monday, look for sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Monday night, mostly clear, around 70 degrees. For Tuesday, sunshine and 84. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms possible with a high around 84.
It's 67 right now.
My Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. Strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Get around.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
We'll be right back.
position as well.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the
you. And so I say now, hey, hey, no,
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans. WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
silver glass. But only a lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely
working
one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. You know it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A deadly shooting took place Sunday at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. Two women were killed and a state trooper was shot. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan is following.
Four women were shot, two killed by a gunman who opened fire inside a Baptist church. The suspect was shot and killed by police.
Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Earlier at a traffic stop, the suspect shot a state trooper. That trooper is reportedly in stable condition.
Emergency crews temporarily suspended their search for victims of catastrophic flooding in central Texas. The halt comes with new warnings that additional